I want to mention to you, I didn't mention this to the first service last week, but I want to mention to you that next Sunday we're going to talk about how God has blessed us in this church, in this congregation. We're going to talk about where He's brought us in the last 10 years and where we'd like to go. And so I sure hope that you can come and join us next week. As a matter of fact, I hope you can join us every week. I hope you can come and join us every week. But that's what we're going to do next week. Today, we're going to, at the close of our service, we're going to recognize our high school seniors. And I know there's probably not too many here at this service, but we're going to recognize them anyway. And we're going to show a little video that Jessica and Tim have put together. And to honor our high school seniors, we're going to invite any that are here. I know Sam is here and any others to come forward. We've got a little gift for you and to pray for our high school seniors. And so I've been thinking about our high school seniors for the last week or two, and today's sermon title is Taking a Stand for God. And I am speaking to high school seniors, but I'm speaking to all of us, okay? I'm really speaking to all of us when I say take a stand for God, and I share these scriptures that I've got today. I'm really speaking to all of us. And so before we go to Daniel chapter 3, I'm going to remind us the words from Joshua. In Joshua 24:15, I think you recall the story. Joshua and the children of Israel had just gone into the promised land. They'd spent a bunch of years cleaning out the inhabitants of the land. And Joshua is now getting on in life. It's getting towards the end of the book, and it's getting on towards the end of his life. And he calls the children of Israel all together. And he says, you're going to have to choose, in Joshua 24:15. You're going to have to choose, children of Israel, whether you serve the gods that your fathers served across the river or the gods that your fathers served in Egypt. You're going to have to choose. Choose you this day whom you will serve, are his exact words. And then you know the phrase, so many of you know this phrase already, when Joshua says, but as for me and my house, we'll serve the Lord. And so with that setting, I want us to go to Daniel chapter 3. And in Daniel, we have a very, very well-known story. And I'm going to read part of it from Daniel chapter 3 and challenge us a little bit from it, seniors and all of us alike. Daniel chapter 3, the setting is some of the children of Israel are already in Babylon. You know probably that Daniel and his friends are already there. You probably know if you've read Daniel that Daniel has already interpreted one dream. And so Daniel and his three friends have been elevated to some positions of status. They're already in positions of, not necessarily the powerful positions yet, but they've already been elevated to some positions of status. And so we come to Daniel chapter 3, and here's the scene. I'm reading from the New King James Version. Nebuchadnezzar the king made an image of gold whose height was 60 cubits and its width 6 cubits. He set it up in the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon. And King Nebuchadnezzar sent word to gather together the satraps, the administrators, the governors, the counselors, the treasurers, the judges, the magistrates, and all the officials of the province to come to the dedication of the image which King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. There's a fair amount of verses here, but to capture the whole story, please bear with me. So these satraps and administrators, the governors, the counselors, the treasurers, the judges, the magistrates, and all the officials of the province gathered together for the dedication of the image that King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. And they stood before the image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. And so you get the picture. You're in the plain of Dura. There are hundreds of people from different lands all gathered around. Some of them have been elevated to positions of status. You see what he's called together here. The magistrate, the treasurers, judges, all the people, all the officials. There's hundreds of people all looking at this 90-foot statue. Then the edict is, then the herald cried, to you it is commanded, O peoples, nations, and languages, that at the time you hear the sound of the horn, the flute, the harp, the lyre, the psaltery, in symphony with all kinds of music, you shall bow down and worship the gold image that King Nebuchadnezzar has set up. And whoever does not fall down and worship shall be cast immediately into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. So we have the setting. All the peoples under Nebuchadnezzar's hand are gathered together. All the rulers, all the officials, they're looking at this enormous statue, waiting for the trumpets to sound, waiting for the music to start. And in that instant, they're supposed to, like robots, all bow before the image that Nebuchadnezzar has put up. You know, when you think through history, that ain't the only time that's happened, is it? When somebody's asking somebody else to bow down to some image. That's not the only time that's happened. Matter of fact, it's happening yet today. People are being asked to bow down to things that go against their will, that go against God. Still happening. The Bible goes on to say, so at that time when all the people heard the sound of the horn, flute, harp, and lyre, in symphony with all the kinds of music, all the people, nations, and languages fell down and worshipped the gold image which King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Therefore, at that time, certain Chaldeans came forward and accused the Jews. They spoke and said to King Nebuchadnezzar, O king, live forever. You, O king, have made a decree that everyone who hears the sound of the horn, flute, harp, lyre, and psaltery, and symphony with all kinds of music shall fall down and worship the gold image. And whoever does not fall down and worship shall be cast in the midst of the burning fiery furnace. And we get to 12, and there's a but. There are certain Jews, O king, whom you have set up over the affairs of the province. You see there, they've been raised to positions of status already. And I think these Chaldeans have come to them in jealousy. And nonetheless, they are there before the king saying, there are a few Jews that you, by the way, have put in place over Babylon. Their names are Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not paid due regard to you. They do not serve your gods or worship the gold image which you have set up. Then Nebuchadnezzar, in rage and fury, he knew these people already. He knew Daniel and these three people. They had already been before him. They had already been promoted, if you will. But the Bible says, then Nebuchadnezzar, in rage and fury, gave the command to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So they brought these three men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar spoke, saying to them, is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you do not serve my gods or worship the gold image which I have set up? And before he even gives them an opportunity to answer, he gives them an opportunity to go ahead and be obedient. Now if you are ready, verse 15, he's giving them another chance. Now if you are ready at the time you hear this sound of the horn, flute, harp, lyre, and psaltery, and symphony with all kinds of music, and you fall down and worship the image which I have made, good. He's given them another chance. Worship the image. Fall down before me and worship this image. But if you do not worship, you shall be cast immediately into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is the God who will deliver you from my hands? Their reply, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this matter. If that is the case, we're going to get thrown in the fiery furnace. If that is the case, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. And he will deliver us from your hand, O king. But if not, let it be known to you, O king, that we do not serve your gods, nor will we worship the gold image which you have set up. You think about this for a minute, friends. This meant certain death by flaming fire to these people. And yet they had the confidence, they had the strength, they had the faith in the living God that said, you know what, king? You go ahead and do what you got to do. We're trusting in the Lord. Just like Joshua told them back in his time, you're going to have to choose. And seniors today, people of God today, you're going to have to choose. Are you going to bow to the images of the world that are all around you and presented before you day after day after day? Are you going to stand up for the living God? You're going to have to figure it out. We're going to have to choose. We've done a whole lot of bowing, I fear, in America lately. A whole lot of bowing to stuff that is against God. We're going to have to choose. This meant death to these people. And they said, you know what? We're going to serve our God no matter what. No matter what the consequences are, we are not going to serve something else. Today we've got young men and young women both that are about to close the chapter on high school. A lot of us think back, and we can't even think back that far. Some of them are just rejoicing they're a senior. And some of us think back, it's so long ago, we can't even remember it. But we've got young men and young women about to graduate high school and move on to the next chapter of their lives. And so graduates and people here today, I just want to say again, like I said here maybe a month or so ago when we were talking about another sermon, we got choices to make, don't we? Even adults, even after we graduate, we got choices to make. Choices every single day. Like I said about in that sermon about a month ago, some of them are going to have consequences that we wish we wouldn't have went there. 10 years later, we wish we wouldn't have made those choices. But we've got choices. And our graduating seniors will face many choices as they enter into a world that's not safeguarded by their parents' home anymore. Whether they go off to the military or go after college or go after the work world, they're not going to be in that nest of mom and dad's home any longer. Choices, a world of choices. Choices to serve the living God or bow to the idols and the statues of the world. We all face them, but our high school graduates will face them too. And I'm asking us this morning to consider for a few minutes in that world of choices, whether it's at college, at work, in the service, or whatever we do, does God matter to you? Will God matter there? Will God matter when you are asked to bow to the world's idol? Will God still matter then? There's a world of choices in the business world. We all face them when we go to work or when we've been at work or whatever, or even in everyday living. And we've got to ask ourselves, are we going to bow to the idols of the world? Or does God really matter to us? You know what? I discovered early on as a freshman in college, there's even choices to go to church on Sunday morning. Some of you as adults are still wondering about that. Choices, simple choices, little things, but there's choices every day, choices every week. There'll be choices to follow Jesus in the crowds when we get to college, when we get to the work, when we get to society. There'll be choices all the time. Am I going to follow the crowds in colleges, at the frat parties, at the homecoming week, or whatever else? In business world, it's something else. There's choices. Are we going to follow the crowds? Are we going to bow down like the hundreds in the Plain of Dura? Are we going to stand strong for the living God? We've got those choices every day. And friends, I'm just encouraging us seniors, but more than that, we need to choose what we're going to do. We need to choose if we're going to stand up for the living God or we're just going to bow down like everybody else. Yeah, they could have said, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and bow down because I'm going to talk to God here. Nobody's going to know anyway. God wants you to take a stand for Him. If you're going to take a stand for the living God, then let us take a stand for Him and not bow down like the rest of the world, no matter what it is. And so when it comes to the plains of Dura in your life, graduating seniors or people of God, are we going to take a stand? Are we going to bow down just like everybody else and rationalize in our heart? Yeah, but he's doing it. Yeah, but she's doing it. Yeah, but that church is doing it. If God has called you to take a stand, then take a stand for Him. Regardless of our occupation or where we are at in life, there'll be temptations in college, as there are temptations in the everyday world to bow down to the idols of lying, of cheating, cheating on our tests, or cheating on our time card, cheating on our spouse, are cheating the government will have those idols presented to us. There'll be temptations to give in to pressures and just go along like the world does. After all, the devil will come along and whisper in your ear, you deserve a little break, or everybody else is doing it. The adversary will come along with those kind of idols and temptations. The adversary will even come along as an adult or as a young person going off to college or anything else. Just a little sin didn't hurt anybody. You're nowhere near like the rest of them. Those idols will be thrown out. You will be asked like the crowds in the Duran Plain. You're going to bow down to that too. There are decisions to be made when we're adults. Decisions like, will I be faithful to my spouse? Will I be faithful to the living God? Or am I going to bow down to the 90-foot statue of lust and sin that's everywhere around us? You know what? As we grow up, there's even offers from our employers sometime to bow down to the 90-foot statue. Many a time I was asked in the business world, Jim, let's go ahead and stop for a few drinks before you go home. After all, I'm the boss, and I'm saying it's okay. There'll be idols. There'll be temptations thrown before you, whether you're young or whether you're graduated even from college and moved on. There'll be offers in the business world to spend time, all kinds of time, with somebody the opposite sex that isn't your wife. And you'll be asked inside, are you going to bow down to the ways of the world, or are you going to stand strong for the living God? There'll be times in the business world when you're asked to spend a whole lot of time away from home. And I'm challenging you today, friends, whether you're high school seniors or adults, long ways from high school, will God matter? He mattered to these three. He mattered to them. He mattered way more than their life mattered to them. Friends, I'm just saying today, if we claim to be followers of Jesus Christ, there's going to be lots of times when we just have to take a stand like these three Hebrew boys, just like they did, and say, we do not serve your gods, Nebuchadnezzar. There's going to be lots of times in our lives, regardless of our age, when we're going to be challenged to bow to the ways of the world and bow to the challenges, bow to the idols, if you will, of the world. And I hope, friends, today that in today's language we can say, I really don't care what the world is doing or the crowds are doing. I'm not going to bow down to the world and its ways. I'm going to serve the Lord. I hope that is our answer, whether we're leaving high school or college or wherever we're at. I hope that our answer is we will serve the Lord. People of God, listen to me. I'm going to close. We're going to see that little video clip. I'm not just talking to graduating seniors today. At some point in our lives, we're going to be asked to bow down to the idols around us. It's going to happen. At some point in our faith, we're going to be asked to compromise our faith and just go along with the world, because after all, everybody else in the plane's doing it anyway. At some point in our lives, you're going to get asked. You're going to get asked over and over, perhaps, to bow down to the idols of the world. And friends, I'm just saying, we had better make up our minds today what we are going to do. We'd better make up our minds today if we're going to stand strong, take a stand for the living God, or we're just going to go with the ways of the world and bow down to all the stuff that the world bows down to. You see, brothers and sisters, our world, our culture, is giving in to the statue. Amen? You haven't fallen asleep on me, have you? Our culture is giving in to the statue. All kinds of them. Statues of sex. All kinds of it. And may I just take a moment to say, God's institution of sexuality is good. He created it. But He created it for one man and one woman in the controlled environment of a marriage. And we are bowing down to the idols of sexuality all over the world of every other kind. And are we going to be like the plains of Dura and just say, you know what, everybody else is doing it, I'm going to too? Are we going to take a stand for the living God? Seniors, you're going to get challenged in the world of sexuality in college, I assure you. Co-ed dormitories. Goodness gracious, how can we put ourselves in such temptation? The world is bowing down to this 90-foot statue of sexuality, and we're falling for it. We're falling down before the idols of money. Oh, of course we need some to exist and pay the bills, but we're letting it rule us. We're letting it get a hold of us. We're grabbing hold of it with both fists, and we don't want to part with it. After all, we've earned this. We deserve it. We are bowing down to that idol, brothers and sisters. And to the idols of power and pride and status and population. And in our seniors' age, peer pressures. Abundant peer pressures. Well, I've gone on long enough. I just want to say that our society is bowing down to the 90-foot idol, brothers and sisters. And I want to encourage you, people of God, as I encourage our high school seniors today, may we say like Joshua, as for me and my house, I'm serving the Lord. May we say that with steadfast confidence, even when the temptation comes, it's so powerful that we think there is no place to run to and no way to escape. May we choose today, I'm going to serve the Lord.